When it's full, it's full. You can't take them. They go back to Mexico, and Mexico will bring them back to their country. Okay?
That was President Donald Trump, of course, warning asylum seekers near the Arizona-California border last Friday. Then his Homeland Security Secretary abruptly resigned Sunday afternoon, raising questions about how the administration will manage the U.S.-Mexico border, where federal agents remain overwhelmed as asylum seekers continue to come to the border. Here to discuss this from KJZZ's Fronteras desk is Michelle Marisco. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
So Trump and Nielsen were just in the area late last week expressing support for local leaders on Arizona's border and California's border, and you were there covering it. So tell us where we are now. What happens next?
Okay, so we know that the new acting secretary is going to be Kevin McAleenan. What we don't know is whether or not he's going to continue some of the policies. So, for example, the Remain in Mexico policy where as you alluded to there with President Trump's remarks, they're talking about, you know, sending people back to Mexico to wait out their asylum hearings. Is that going to continue? That's what we're looking at next.
Yeah. So this new acting secretary is seen as somewhat of a moderate, right? What sets him apart from Nielsen?
He's interesting. He doesn't speak in terms of people rushing the border. He has spoken quite a few times over the past several years as talking about investment in El Salvador and how that actually helped to staunch flows of migration from that country. He's even supported doing this much the same with like Honduras and Guatemala, the other two Northern Triangle countries. And that was, of course, before the president suspended payments to all three of those nations last week. Mm-hmm. But McAleenan has also been very careful. You know, he was an Obama official. And when he came in, there was some doubt that he would embrace some of the same policies that former General Kelly and Nielsen put out. We shall see.
Yeah. And here in Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey has really continued to back the president. He supported using Arizona's National Guard to work with border agents, even supported closing the border as an option after he initially didn't support it. So does that change moving forward here?
Right. So, you know, I'll be very interested to see if right now there's a conversation that the president is trying to re-implement child separations at the border as part of a deterrence policy. I will be fascinated to see if Governor Ducey also supports that in order to stop this ongoing movement of people up to the border that he refers to as a crisis.
All right. That is KJZZ's, Michelle Marisco from KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson. Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, thank you.
Now, in her resignation letter, Kirstjen Nielsen wrote, quote, "It was the right time for me to step aside," end quote. But some in Washington say Nielsen was pushed to resign because President Trump was unhappy with the growing number of Central American migrants reaching the southern border. Alex Wayne is the White House editor for Bloomberg News and joins us. Alex, thanks for being here.
Sure, happy to be here.
So what do we know about the why here? Why did Kirstjen Nielsen decide to step aside now?
She was absolutely ousted by the president. He wanted her gone. He is increasingly frustrated by the situation on the border. It was his central campaign promise to get undocumented immigration under control, to stop it or at least stanch it. And he's failing at that. Apprehensions reached 66,000 in February. That was about 18,000 more than in January. Nielsen has said there might be 100,000 people caught crossing the border this month.
Is there a sense of what the president would have liked Nielsen to do that she hadn't done?
Well, there's a lot of talk that he's asked her to do things that are illegal. For instance, there's some suggestion here that maybe he asked her to forbid people from applying for asylum, which isn't legal under the law. We don't know that that's exactly happened, but he obviously wants her to wants her to do things that she's not capable of doing. She can't snap her fingers and make migrants from Central America stop traveling north to the U.S. border. And that's essentially the nut of his frustration, that these people keep coming to the U.S. despite the president implementing what is a very, very hostile environment toward undocumented immigrants. He has initiated an enforcement crackdown within the U.S. with the ICE raids of workplaces and neighborhoods and an increase in deportations. So I think he's a little frustrated that his very aggressive enforcement policies aren't dissuading people from making the trek up north.
But, I mean, I hate to be cynical here, but it seems like if Kirstjen Nielsen couldn't snap her fingers and make those changes happen, the new person won't be able to either.
I can't imagine who would want to take this job. It's probably the most impossible job in the administration. And, in fact, we think that the president will probably put McAleen in place as acting secretary and leave him there as acting secretary. I'm not sure that they'll really try to get another secretary confirmed by the Senate.
How unusual is it that the job itself, Secretary of Homeland Security, is so focused on this one issue? Like, we've not really heard much about terrorism. We've not really heard about anything else that this massive agency does except for this.
That's because this is really the only thing that the president cares about at the moment. You know, until there's a hurricane or until there's a terrorist attack or until maybe there's a huge cyber attack, a breach someplace in the government, this is what the president is focused on. Really all that matters to him and the DHS secretary is immigration enforcement.
So would you anticipate that any of the policies would change now that Nielsen is out?
I don't know. I mean, the president is still hamstrung by the law. If he indeed wants to stop people from applying for asylum, the law prevents him from doing that. And Democrats in the House of Representatives are not inclined to help him change immigration law, not in on the terms he wants anyway. And so I don't know that he can get more effective policies out of a new DHS chief.
At the end of the day, is there a sense of how Kirstjen Nielsen will be remembered as Secretary of Homeland Security?
She's going to be tarred with the family separations for the remainder of her professional career. And I think that will probably will hamper her in finding new employment. There's a blacklist movement, in fact, begun by some civil rights groups. They've campaigned to have private companies refuse to hire Trump administration officials who are involved in the family separation policy. And Kirstjen Nielsen is at the top of that list.
Interesting. All right. That's Alex Wayne, White House editor for Bloomberg News. Alex, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.